First Kings, 17th chapter. First Kings 17, and let's start reading about verse 8. First Kings 17, verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he had came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, and go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. If you would, one more time, ask God just to touch us the remainder of this service. Lord, we thank you. Appreciate your word tonight, God. Thank you for what we've already felt here, but we're asking you to come by in the remainder of this service. Oh, come by and touch us, Lord, with your anointing, God. Oh, move in this service. Bless around these altars tonight, God. Oh, just help us, Lord, tonight. Deliver our soul. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to preach just a little old simple thought. If I preach any, it's just going to be simple. But on sustained until the rain. Sustained until the rain. There was a lady here that was in trouble. And I don't know what it's really like not to be able to have anything for my family. I guess the closest I ever thought I was going to come to that is during that ice storm. And I didn't even have, it caught me with no gasoline in my vehicles, and I finally got enough together to get to Shreveport, and it looked bad to me. I'd never been down to that place where I didn't have anything. Maybe you have some. I've talked to many of older folks that had come through the Depression, and they have told me about a lot of hard times, and we haven't never had it, and maybe as good as some, but we always had plenty to eat. And but I look at this lady and I think about what really was going through her mind. She was really, as we say sometimes, at the end of her rope. She had probably run out of things to try. She had tried many things, but I want you to notice here this word sustain. And if you look that up, it says to hold up or support. Amen. And he said, I will sustain thee. And the Lord, when you got God holding you up, you've got enough. Amen. When you've got the support, as the dictionary said, to hold up or support, when you've got one like God holding you up. And I'm telling you, you've got something to rest upon. Let the world do what they want to do. Let the problems come. But I'd like to tell you, if you've got that sustaining grace with God holding you up, you can be sustained until the rain comes. Amen. Until the blessing comes. And that word until, now that don't mean much until you get to the place to where she is. Until. You know what that means? It just means simply to the time. Amen. How many's ever just long for the morning to come? I've been sick and I've had in my mind, it didn't always work that way, but oh, if I can make it to daylight, I believe I'll get a little better. And there's times I went to work by faith. And so many times I went to work sick. And I don't mind working. I enjoy working. But I don't like to work sick. But I went on out there anyway and began to work and began to feel a little better. And I was longing for that time to come that I could get better. And I can't help but think about this lady here longing for the time when she could go to the cabinet and open the door and there'd be abundant supply in the cabinets. There'd be abundant supply there. Maybe we say today in the pantry or wherever you keep your groceries at. But I want to tell you tonight, I really had so many other things that I was looking to go, but I felt like preaching to you tonight on sustaining until the rain comes. I don't know, maybe the Lord is just about ready, amen, to pour out His Spirit upon the house of prayer like you've never seen. And somebody says, well, I don't know tonight what if anybody's going through anything, but I kind of feel like tonight the Lord would like to send a little bit of encouragement to somebody and tell you, just hang on, the rain's right around the corner, just hang on, the blessing is just about to arrive. And I'm not just a prosperity preacher. No, I don't believe, amen, in all the prosperity messages that the world has to offer, the worldly churches has to offer. But I do know if we're serving God and we're living for Him, we don't have to back up on His promises. And when God gets ready to bless you, I'm glad there ain't enough forces in hell to hold back the blessings of God, because His rain, it can come in the midst of it all. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank God. Amen. On the way up here, in my mind, I just felt like telling you, house of prayer. Woo! The rains are coming. Praise God. Oh yes. I'm telling you, just a while back, I didn't get up and put a lot of emphasis on it because I don't like to put emphasis on negative things. But I'm telling you, not just me, but seemed like the church was going through a little slump. And, Brother Edgar, he never lost his shout, but, hey man, I wasn't feeling like shouting too high. Come on now. Right. Amen. I'd say that Brother Edgar's here. He knows I pick at him a lot, but Brother Edgar still was shouting, but I'm just saying that there was a slump. It seemed like I was going down through a valley, and it seemed like I couldn't reach the mountaintop. But I want to tell you something. If you, a man, can hang on to God, if you can keep believing God, I haven't seen the revival at Calvary like I'd like to see. But I want to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait until, amen, that word means to the time. God's got a time clock set for house of prayer. We can't rush God, but if we sit back and put our faith in God and say, Lord, in your time, I want you to send what we need, amen, to every individual here. Praise the Lord. Woo! You know what I like to do when I start a new job? Well, I'd like to walk in there and say, I just want to hire out. I want to be foreman. Wouldn't that be nice? Walk in there and say, I'm putting the application, I just want a foreman job. You know, it don't work that way. You want to go in there sometimes and you want to say, really what I'd like is about $18 an hour and a time and a half over eight and all the fringe benefits. But you know the way I always had to start? I always had to start right down on base pay. And maybe sometimes if you know a little about what you're doing, you get in there and sometimes they give you a raise. And you know what? Sometimes I had to just wait on God. Sometimes I had to just to be satisfied with where I was at until God brought the blessing. Amen. I've been there when the boss walked up and he said, hey, we're going to give you a raise. Well, it always made you feel a little better when you knew that amen, that they was happy with you and they was going to give you a raise. And it seemed like for a time there you couldn't see no help. You couldn't see things getting better. But in time, if we wait, sometimes we'll see the hand of God coming through. We see the paycheck begin to look a little better. And I'd like to tell you right here, God's paycheck is on the way. God's got a way of rewarding us if we just hang on there. If we just stay put, amen, and don't get out of the will of God, God will sustain us. God will send the rain if we'll wait on Him. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, there's one of my favorite scriptures here. I jotted down. It's one place there where Ezekiel, he was kind of put out with the children of Israel. And, you know, they wouldn't hearken unto him. And in Ezekiel, the third chapter, and you can read this sometime if you want to, but they would not hearken unto him. They went on to say they was hard-hearted. They was at a place to where it seemed like, or Ezekiel was, that he didn't know what to do. But I read the scripture where it said, then the Spirit, in Ezekiel 3:24, then the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet. There was a time that Ezekiel realized, amen, that God's sustaining grace was sufficient. God had enough. God had abundant supply, amen, for Ezekiel. Even though they did not want to hear him, amen, he could come to God and realize, amen, that there was something that God could put him in the midst of Israel, running backwards on the message. God could put something in him that would set him on his feet, amen, give him something to run on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo. I'm telling you, there's times when we have to realize we got to wait on God. Amen. But, oh, don't you love it when God sustains you? Amen. This lady here, I guess we could say at her wit's end, just a victim of a bad situation. This lady was going through it. Amen. This lady here had no doubt, days before the prophet ever got there, she looked at him, amen, or at that child, and realized it's just a short time. Why is it that sometimes when it looks like all hope is gone, why is it then it's when the enemy comes and tries to attack? You know what I've learned through, I'm not pastored long as some, but and hadn't preached as long as some, but in going on 11 years, it's coming May. Don't seem like it's been that long, but the way time flies, but I've learned a few things that seem like sometimes when the devil attacks the hardest. And I don't know how all of that works, but it seems like sometimes before some of our greatest victories, the old devil will stick his head up and begin to fight and begin to work and begin to seem like attack us to where we wonder, what is this, all this about? But I found, and I've tried to tell this to people, it seemed like before church sometimes everything can happen to keep you away from the house of God. And there's been times that I've looked around and I knew in that service it was something that somebody that wasn't there, there was something there that they needed. And I realized later that they was detained. The enemy attacked them. And if we could just realize on the way to church sometimes when things are going wrong, we ought to be able to push on past that and come on to the church house because it may be in that service. Amen. God's going to pour something out upon you that you've been needing. If we could realize the tricks of the devil and realize he's still going around trying to steal and to kill and to destroy, if we could realize when the devil fights us the hardest, it's time for us to stand up, square our shoulders back, lift up our head, and say, Lord, I'm going on. I know there's a rain coming. I know there's sustaining grace around the corner if we hold on. Amen. Woo. Oh, I like it when I figure out some of the devil's tricks. Amen. We're not ignorant to all his devices. Amen. There's some times that I have caught on. I said, devil, no. They ain't gonna play that on me. Somebody needs to, amen, realize it's just a trick of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just a trick of the devil. Amen. I like Brother Ben used to say, he said, I'm going to square my shoulders back and go on up the King's Highway. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need to do. Amen. We all heard Brother Busso saying, I made up mine is what? Half the battle? I could maybe even say it's more than that. Getting a made up mind. Who am I preaching to tonight? Somebody needs to look up. Amen. The Lord is going to help you. Amen. Oh, somebody needs to realize that, amen, that there is some victories, amen, around the corner. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight, I don't know when it was I preached this message. It may have been 4 or 5 years ago. I can't even remember. But I had different things lined. I thought it would go this way, but it seemed like this right here tonight is what the Lord impressed. Amen. So I want to tell you tonight, look up. Amen. One my dad used to say, he said, put your thumb under your shin, boy, and push your head up. Hey, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there's things that can come against you. But I'm going to tell you, you can be sustained until the rain comes. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to step out and say, I thank you, Lord, that the victory that's coming when it looks like a drought all around you. It looks like it hadn't rained. It took a lot for the prophet to even send a servant to look. But he done it anyway. Maybe the servant, well, everything's not recorded. What if the servant says, there ain't no use. Go and look again. And my spiritual eye, sometimes I have seen rain, but around me it looked like a desert. But inside there was something longing to see a cloud again. Amen. I believe tonight if somebody would just look up a little higher, it may not be no bigger than the size of my hand, but in your spiritual eye, if you'll look, you can see that God, amen, is already sending the answer. God is already going to send the cloud. Amen. Sustained until the rain. Amen. You know, I used to work, take a lot of young guys with me, and I'd go by the store, and I wouldn't, when I go out there to work, I wasn't looking for a steak dinner out there working. I just wanted something to get me through the day. And when you're building fence, working hard in hot weather, you need something to sustain you. I'd go by the grocery store and have a lot of work to do that day and have a couple them young guys, 16, 18, just full of life. I mean, they're ready to work. And I'd go by there and grab a loaf of bread and just a little package of weenies and fill the water jug up, and that's all I'd take with me. And they'd look over in there and they'd say, man, I don't look too appetizing. But you wait about 2 o'clock, amen, when they hadn't had anything, and I pull out my little lunch, and they'd say, hey, why don't you hand me one of them? It kind of started looking like a lunch to them then, because they was running out of strength. They was needing something to help them through the day. We still had several hours of work ahead of us. I'd see them reaching down there and getting them something to sustain them until the day was over. And you know, sometimes we think, what in the world? How are we going to make it? But God will give you enough to make it until the blessing comes, until the rain comes. Sometimes we begin to be like the children of Israel. We may complain about what God has already provided, but God, what He is doing is sustaining you. If we'll just hang on a little longer and realize God's got something better, God's got something, amen, that you're going to be thrilled about if you hold on to His sustaining grace and realize God will not give you something that won't carry you through, but He'll give you something that'll carry you until the rain comes again. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, thank God.
I don't know tonight. I don't always know. Sometimes I've knew, but tonight I feel like somebody, it may just be one person here, but somebody is at a place that's where you're allowing the enemy to speak to you. Amen. You say, well, has that ever happened to you? Oh, yes. There's been times that I've had to rebuke the devil. Just today in prayer. Brother Tommy, you ever have to just stop and say, devil, get thee behind me? It'll work. Sometimes I've had to say it two or three times. But in prayer, it seemed like I was up against a wall. I said, devil, you might as well get on behind me. And sometimes the devil's going to buffet you. He's going to come against you. But if you'll just put the devil. How many believe the word of God's true? The Bible says if we resist him, what would happen? He would flee from us. Amen. Whatever you're going through, don't tell the devil to pull up a chair and let's have a meeting about this. It's time you to stiff arm that old devil and say, get behind me, devil. I'm going on. I'm looking for something better down the road. The Bible says if we would draw nigh to God, that he would draw nigh to us. Woo! I like to think about every step I take towards God, he's coming my direction. Amen. The devil said he's way out there. Say, no, devil, he's a whole lot closer than you realize, because every step that I take towards God, he's making steps towards me. Amen. And that right there alone has helped me a many a time. When it seemed like God was a million miles off, I could realize through God's word that he's just right around the corner, because he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd go with us all the way, even until the end of the world. Woo. The devil say you at the end of the rope. Say no. It don't matter anyway. God's with me. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's going to help you. He's going to sustain you. I can always look up in my trial, because I know that if it's come my way, that I can handle it. Because he'll never put on you more than you can stand. You say you always been victorious? No. I had to go back and remind myself of what he had told us. But if you can always realize that there'll never be put more on you. Amen. God's already weighed it out. I like what the black preacher said. Said the devil's on a leash. He can't go no further. And God will allow him to go.
That's right.
Amen. Sometimes we think, oh, it's too much. No. It ain't too much. You can make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody come to the piano tonight. Oh, I'd like to. Got this a little higher tonight, but I feel like maybe somebody's just picked a little something out of this. Realize you can make it. Amen. There's times that I've come and sat on the pew and I felt that through a. And I've heard the preacher get up and say, I don't feel like I've helped anyone. He didn't know it. He had just what I needed. Amen. Tonight, I hope that there's been something in this little message. Sustain until the rain. Don't give up. Amen. Keep on keeping on. Doing what you can. Make the best of a bad situation. Amen. God could turn that situation around. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands. Let's give him praise that he is God. Amen. Let's don't bring him down to our level. Let's try to get up to where he is tonight. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Many times, God, you've sustained us. You've given us just exactly what we needed, Lord. Oh, I thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. He's going to pull you up. He's going to lift you up. He's going to give you what you need. Hallelujah. What about it tonight? Have you been facing the enemy? Maybe just today you fought the devil. You faced opposition like you hadn't faced in a while. I just come to tell you, amen, the Lord sees where you're at. He's not forgot you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, why don't you lift your hands again? Why don't you just give Him praise, because the Lord knows exactly where you're at tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, sing when you're ready, however y'all want to do.